There's more trouble involving West Coast ports. Carriers and terminal operators have filed documents with the Justice Department alleging that dock workers are engaged in a work slowdown. This could be the first step in getting a contempt order against the union from a federal court. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
2 weeks ago, the Bush administration went to court to end a lockout at the ports by the Pacific Maritime Association. The PMA represents carriers and terminal operators. Late last month, the association closed the ports after an alleged slowdown by the union. A federal court granted the Bush administration's request to order both sides back to work. The court explicitly told the longshoremen to work at a normal pace. But that's not what they're doing, according to Steve Sugarman of the PMA. He says the companies have documented as much as a 34% lag in productivity.
They've been slow to dispatch workers, in some cases workers showing up 90 minutes past the start point of a shift. In other cases, all the members of the union will go to lunch at the exact same time, effectively shutting down the operation in the middle of the day.
According to Sugarman, the PMA submitted documentation about the slowdown to the Justice Department over the weekend. The Longshoremen's Union doesn't deny that productivity is down. However, the union's Steve Stallone says it's not the dock workers causing the problem. It's dealing with the backlog from the lockout.
The rail systems aren't working to move containers out of the docks. They don't mention that the chassis that they're responsible for are in very short supply, so the trucks can't move containers out of the docks.
The Justice Department has sent a letter to both sides in the dispute asking for more documentation. If it determines that the union is engaged in a slowdown, the department can go back to court to get an order of contempt against the longshoremen. Benjamin Aaron, a professor at UCLA School of Law, says union leaders could go to jail, but more likely, they will face fines.
When fines are imposed under this kind of situation, they're usually quite heavy, and they bear some reference to, you know, what is happening to the economy as a result of the union's intransigence.
Aaron says if it turns out that the union is engaged in a slowdown, private companies could also sue them for damages. The union's Stallone says this is exactly what the PMA is hoping for.
This is PMA's plan, to try to find the union into bankruptcy, throw our people in jail.
The PMA says they have no interest in bankrupting the union. However, they are concerned about the millions of dollars a day potentially being lost because of the backlog at the ports. The Justice Department will not say how long it will take to evaluate the situation. Most observers believe that given the importance of the ports to the economy, the Bush administration is likely to act quickly. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.